Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Water aerobics. I've taught it myself. And just a quick little story before I introduce my guest. I explained to some members of the Bears, the Chicago Bears, who were working out at the club that I was the fitness director for. And I said, you know, this is a great way to do an off day workout, something that isn't going to stress out your joints and your muscles and feels good, and I can get your heart rate up and make you work real hard. And meanwhile, some of these Hall of Famers showed up in my class where there's little old ladies and their little caps on, and they did. I gave them one of their best workouts ever. They loved it. It was a water workout, and it did crack me up because there was about 10 of them, and they peeked through from the boys' locker room like, can we come in? But it's not just for the old ladies anymore. And my guest is Neil Pyer, president of Inspire Training Systems. Neil, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I love that story because it was some very famous Bears, some Hall of Famers, and they came in and they jumped around with these little old ladies. But nowadays, I don't even think it's little old ladies anymore.
I think the little old ladies would probably paddle their way past Mike Singletary in a heartbeat. So
he was in there. He was one of them.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So what about water aerobics? Is it just for little old ladies, or what's the deal?
Well, you know what? Let's take a few steps back too, because it was always considered an ideal environment to add some buoyancy to the body, take a little bit of a load. Remember impact and non-impact and low impact? When that was hot, maybe 20, 30 years ago, and oh my goodness, we need to do low impact exercise or non-impact because our knees and our backs and our hips and arthritis and all this other stuff that kept getting in the way of people actually getting started moving, which is really what they needed to do. But the buoyancy of the water actually helps unload these joints, unload the knees a little bit, the feet, etc., and make it easier on people who would otherwise be pretty miserable and be reaching for the ibuprofen after a simple 30-minute workout. It would make it possible for them to do, like you said, aqua aerobics or any type of exercise program. Even walking in a pool with the water up to like your waist is a nice exercise. It's not easy to do if you do it with gusto, you know.
Well, and there's more resistance in the water, isn't there?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to try and run, if you're going to try and walk, if you're going to try and do all these things in the water, there's a lot more resistance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and it's not for, you know, your average granny to get in there. It's for anybody, and it's great for. I have screws in one knee and arthritis in both, and you know, in the pool, I don't feel anything, and I go in there for hours with my kids during the summer, and running around and playing, and you know, and it doesn't bother me at all. If I did that on the ground, out on the field, it'd be a whole different story.
Okay, so it's got resistance, like up to 12 times the resistance of the air.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing this wonderful walking, running, whatever it is you're doing. The big question people always ask, Neil, when they want to know if water aerobics is even worth the time and effort, is it gets your heart rate up. But because this external heat, you know, this external coolant from the water is keeping your body from really heating itself up, are you burning as many calories? Is it as good for body fat burning, is it as good of exercise?
Well, the tricky part is being in the water sort of changes our perception. It doesn't change really what's happening physiologically as much as our perception of what's happening. And I'm a strength and conditioning coach for USA Swimming, and I've been around swimmers for years, training them and conditioning them and sort of helping them along in their programming. And it's almost like it's a rule that you have to do your whatever your set is, you're doing your laps, you have to stop and you have to grab your water bottle, you have to have some water. Now, the last thing a kid wants who's in the water or anybody who's in the pool is to hydrate and have water. A lot of coaches and I recommend using flavored drinks like Gatorade or Powerade, et cetera, because the flavor sort of fights the whole, like, I don't want water, you know, chlorine, you're in the middle of the pool. So the perception that I'm in the water, I'm not really thirsty, I don't need water, it's the same thing that happens during exercise. Because you're not hot. I'm not sweating because you're in the pool.
Yeah. So people, so it does alter your perception.
Even if you were sweating, you wouldn't realize that you were sweating. Mm-hmm. So it's physiologically, you're still getting your cardio, you're still getting your muscle work, your endurance work. Depending on what you're doing, you could actually get some dynamic flexibility and mobility in there. But you're not feeling the same heat buildup and the same sweating experience that you would have on land.
Okay, so you don't feel that. Is it burning as much fat?
It's burning, well, you know what? It's burning, certainly burning calories. And whether you're burning X amount of fat or Y amount of fat, you're still burning fat when you're burning calories. So the whole fat burn zone and cardio zone, all that stuff that we talked about 20 years ago, I'm not even going to get into. But you're always going to be burning fat and glycogen and other energy sources that you have available to you when you're doing exercises in the pool.
Okay, so it really is just as good. Is there any downside to it, really?
I don't see what I would call a downside. You cannot move as quickly and explosively. You cannot, important for me as a trainer who works with a lot of athletes, you cannot eccentrically load effectively, which means loading while you're extending a joint and while you're stretching a muscle while you're loading it. Example, when you jump up on land and you land quickly, the muscle is lengthening as you're landing, what we call the amortization phase of the movement. But that eccentric loading is essential in athletics because that's what happens all the time in athletics, whether you're jumping or running or changing direction, et cetera, et cetera. And doing that, like I said in the previous segment about work hardening and all this other stuff, doing that actually prepares the athlete to decelerate and land appropriately and do all those things. You can't do that in the water because of the buoyancy of the water. It doesn't allow you to decelerate effectively because you're coming down so slowly
okay,
in the water.
So it really can make it just a little bit so that maybe goal specifically, it might
right.
not be what can help you with your goal, but let's talk about the cross-training benefits of it. I mean, no matter what your goal-specific training is, if you're a woman training for your first triathlon, certainly uh-huh. you need to work into water. If you're training for a marathon or anything else, it's a great way to cross-train so you don't overuse.
I hesitate to call it an off day, but if you're off from running because you're a runner and preparing for a marathon, an off-day workout, an ideal off-day workout would be an aquatic workout. Get in the pool. You can use the little floating tools that they have, little dumbbells, styrofoam dumbbells, or paddles, or even just swim and walk on the pool. I mean, it's such a nice, almost liberating, because you're not running in the park as you usually do as a runner. It's a completely different experience, and you're still getting the benefit of the workout, and there's a little rehabilitation that's happening there because you're not stressing your systems the way you typically do on a day in, day out basis. And when you're training for a race like a marathon, it is day in, day out, and you're always on the verge of crossing the line into overtraining, which you never want to do. So doing something like an aquatic workout or just going in and doing some basic calisthenics or swimming or whatever it is in the pool is always a great thing and a great almost healer of the body on an off day.
Absolutely. What a great wrap-up right there, Neil Pyer. It's a healer of the body on an off day from your other training regimen. Great cross-training, and I dare anybody to go through a really good hard water aerobics class and not come out going, wow, that was a great workout. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.